I'm Reinhard Bonnke.
Reinhard Bonnke.
And I speak to you today on power evangelism. And first of all, I would like to speak to you about the magnitude of the Great Commission.
Pengawitan ngenaan hal paling penting yaitu amanat agung.
Mark chapter 16 verse 15 once more.
Markus pasal ke-16 ayat 15 sekali lagi.
And Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Atresna anjenang adawuh, maraneku kami rek diutus, dujuk sakuliah dunia, embarkan Injil ka umat sakumna.
All the world, every creature.
Sakuliah dunia, segala makhluk.
This is a tremendous task.
Kita tanggal waler nu ageng pisan.
No wonder it is called the Great Commission.
Entah heran umpami ia disebut amanat agung.
And I would like to connect this with an Old Testament scripture.
Tapi hayang hubungkan ia sarang ayat na perjanjian lami.
From the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 4.
Dina kitab Yosua pasal 1 ayat 4.
Because here we are given the dimensions of the promised land.
Kumarki dia orang dipasian dimensi tanah perjanjian.
God gave here the dimensions of the land he had promised for the children of Israel.
Gustimasian dimensi tanah nuparantos dijanjikan kanggo putra-putra Israel.
I'm reading Joshua 1:4.
Tingaos dina Yosua pasal 1 ayat 4.
From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory.
Legana eta tanah, tikidol mimiti ti gurun kisik, terus ka kaler nepi ka pagunungan Libanon, ti wetan, ti semet walungan gede walungan Efrat, parat ka tanah het, terus ka kulon nepi ka laut tengah.
One day when I read this scripture, all of a sudden the word Euphrates highlighted in my heart.
Ada kecap Efrat muncul di nama Abdi.
This is what God said to Joshua.
Ia nulisaurkan ke Gusti ke Yosua.
It was actually just a repetition of what he had already spoken to Moses.
Etalar sores hiji hal pangandikanu diuihan dari ti Musa.
He said, "These shall be the dimensions of the promised land."
Anjenanya Rios, ia teh baris janten dimensi tina tanah perjanjian.
From the south in the Sinai.
Di kidul di Sinai.
To the north of Lebanon.
Yuki kakaler di Libanon.
From the Mediterranean in the west.
Di laut tengah di belah wetan.
To the river Euphrates in the east.
Yuki kak walungan Efrat di kulon.
Euphrates, not Jordan.
Efrat sanes Yordan.
Not Jordan.
Sanes Yordan.
The river Euphrates.
Walungan Efrat.
And I got a map out and I had a look at the river Euphrates.
Abdi ngawarkan peta, terus ningali walungan Efrat.
What a gigantic river.
Leres, hiji walungan nu ageng pisan.
Well, I figured it out as follows.
Wapi digambarkan kieu.
God said, your border to the east shall be the river Euphrates.
Gusti ngadawuh, batas ti wetan teh walungan Efrat.
But God didn't say which point of the river Euphrates.
Nanging Gusti henteng nyarios di belah mana-mana.
He didn't say whether he meant the closest point or the furthest point of the river Euphrates.
Aha, nu paling caket atarapi nu paling tepi titik nate.
If God had meant the closest point of the river Euphrates, Israel would have had a territory of approximately 130,000 square miles.
Umpami maksud Gusti titik nate nu paling caket di walungan Efrat, Israel baris ngagaduhan wilayah kirang langkung ti 130.000 mil persegi.
If God would have meant the furthest point of the river Euphrates, Israel would have had a territory of possibly 1,000,000 square miles.
Bami maksud Gusti titik nu tebih di walungan Efrat, Israel baris ngagaduhan wilayah kirang langkung 1,000,000 mil persegi.
God didn't say what he meant.
Gusti hendak nyarioskeun maksudna.
And all of a sudden I saw something.
Ngadadak abdi terang maksudna.
Since that day I call the Euphrates promise God's rubber band promise with built-in elasticity.
Nawitan dinten eta abdi nyebat Efrat salaku karet gelang janji Gusti nu ngagaduhan kalenturan.
As a matter of fact, to go a step further, I do believe that every promise of God has a built-in minimum and a built-in maximum.
Alresna, lang tapi deui abdi percantan yani setiap janji Gusti dibentuk tina minimum sareng maksimum.
And whether we receive the minimum or whether we receive the maximum is not God's matter but ours.
Duka orang nampi minimum atau nampi maksimum, eta sanes masalah Gusti, naing masalah orang.
You know, let me just talk about the minimum for a moment.
Tarik terang, izinan abdi nyarios
na minimum. I ask myself, who are those minimum Christians?
Abdi naros kadirinya lira, saharanjana, anu janten orang Kristen minimum.
I will tell you who they are. They are the lazy lot.
Orabi kata derek saharanjana, aranjana teh jadi
kedul. They are the ones that are content with very little.
Aranjana nungaraos sekapku perkawis nu alit.
They are easy to satisfy.
Gambe ngaraos tos cekap.
One little blessing carries them a long way.
Iki berkanu alit nyandak aranjana angkat tebih.
Some Christians have got such small spiritual stomachs they can live on one hallelujah for 6 weeks.
Sebara orang Kristen ngagaduhan patuangan rohani nu alit pisan di mana aranjana mung tiasa hirup ku hiji haleluya.
They never reach Euphrates anyway. They got stuck at River Jordan.
Aranjana tekan tos bika Efrat katahan di walungan Yordan.
These are the minimum Christians.
Ya orang Kristen minimum.
And it is a tragedy that there are so many of them.
Ya teh kajadian dina seueur urang Kristen anu sapertos.
But that's only half of the story.
Hayang ngomong sabagian tina carita eta.
There is, thank God, another half.
Aya sabagian deui, puji Gusti.
Let me talk to you about the maximum Christians.
Ijinan abi nyeros ngeunaan urang Kristen maksimum.
Who are they?
Saha aranjeuna?
It's the hungry lot.
Eta jalmi nu lapar.
It's the ones who are insatiable.
Nu henteu kantos ngaraos cekap.
They are not satisfied with peanuts.
Henteu ngaraos cekap ku hal alit.
They press against that rubber band promise.
Aranjeuna narik karet gelang janji eta.
Like Caleb of old, and they say, "Give me this mountain."
Bos Caleb nu sepuh sareng aranjeuna nyarios, pasian abi sadaya gunung ieu.
Whether young or whether old, these men and these women just push against that promise.
Duka aranjeuna parantos sepuh tanapi anom keneh, jalmi-jalmi ieu mung narik karet eta.
I say, "Lord, I claim everything you've promised."
Aur abdi Gusti. Abdi nyuhunkeun segala parantos.
The full measure of it.
Ukuran nu pinuh.
And I want to challenge every servant of God in every and any corner of the world.
Abdi hayang kutbah di tiap pojok ieu dunya.
The great commission is, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amarat agung teh angkat ka sakulea dunya embarkeun Injil ka sagala makhluk.
God's minimum is for a pastor to trust him for a full church.
Minimum ti Gusti teh nya eta supados gembala mercanten kena anjeunna kanggo hiji gereja.
God's maximum for that pastor is to trust God for the salvation of his whole city and of the whole country.
Maximum ti Gusti nya eta supados gembala eta percanten ka Gusti kanggo kaslametan saria kota nasa
sadaya. And for those who haven't got enough, then it's the fulfillment of God's promise to pour out his spirit on all flesh.
Sareng kanggo aranjeuna nutup acan patos ngartos ieu teh nedunan janji Gusti kanggo ngucurkeun rohna kasadayat jalmi.
Well, I can tell you, I belong to the Joshua lot.
Tapi dia tanya ros kasadayat abdi kalabat golongan
Joshua. I'm hungry for more.
Lapar kangkung nginginkan langkung
tadi. I am not satisfied with little.
Abdi hentang ros cekap.
I don't want one day arrive in heaven just to be told that I just received 5% of that what God had in mind for me.
Adi alim hiji dinten engke abdi dugi ka sawarga abdi ngadangu yen abdi mong nampi 5% tinu dipikaho yang
Gusti kita. I am very much interested in the remaining 95%.
Abdi katarik Gusti sana 85%.
Let's not be satisfied too easily.
Tapi orang untuk gampil ngaros cekap.
I attended a conference and I just was sitting in the crowd and.
Tapi ngahir niji konferensi, abdi mong calik di
antara. And the preacher was preaching.
Sedang pengkhotbah menuju khotbah.
Suddenly he spotted me.
Ngadadak anjena ningali kabdi.
He just had preached on half a loaf and a full loaf.
Anjena mong khotbah sebagian roti sarang sadaya roti.
And he spotted me there, and he said, "I can see Reinhard Bonnke sitting there."
Jadi ningali abdi di tu saurna abdi biasa ningali Reinhard
Bonnke. He said, "I'm sure Bonnke is not satisfied with half a loaf from God. He wants a full loaf."
Saurna abdi yakin yang Bonnke hendak ngaraut cekapku sapotong roti tigusti sedemi kayu sadaya roti.
At that moment, it did. The chair could not hold me any longer.
Pas harita kursi hendak tiasa nahan abdi langkung.
I jumped up and I shouted, "No!"
Abdi loncat sarang gerbak. Ente.
I don't just want a full loaf. I want the whole bakery.
Abdi alim hiji roti nanging hoyong sarang pabrik roti.
The whole bakery.
Pabrik roti.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
I tell you, God delights when men and women push for His maximum.
Abdi nyaros kasadare Gusti suka gembira waktos pamangkat sarang istri ngadorong dugi ka batas aranjeuna.
I found another scripture that blessed me tremendously, and it will bless you just as much.
Abdi mendakan ayat sanes nu ngaberkahan abdi luar biasa sareng baris ngaberkahan saderek oge.
Let's turn to Habakkuk.
Angga orang tingali Habakkuk.
Habakkuk of all prophets.
Habakkuk tina nabi-nabi perjanjian lami.
Chapter 2 verse 14.
Pasal 2 ayat 14.
Now listen to this.
Ayeuna dangukeun ieu.
This is God speaking here.
Gusti nu ngadawuh di dieu.
I'm still busy with the full measure, God's maximum for us.
Abdi masih repot ku ukuran maksimum Gusti sapinuhna kangge urang.
The Great Commission has latitude and longitude and goes from pole to pole.
Amanat aku ngagaduhan garis lintang sareng garis bujur sareng ti kutub kaler ka kidul.
Now, Habakkuk 2:14.
Habakkuk 2 ayat 14.
For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Tapi sakuliah bumi bakal pinuh ku kanyaho karena keagungan pangeran seperti lautan pinuh ku cai.
Oh, when God says will be, you better take note of it.
Waktu Gusti ngadawuh sae nama saderek nyatetna.
Let me just come to the last little phrase in this verse.
Ayeuna abdi parantos dugi kana bagian akhir tina ayat ieu.
For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Umargi bumi baris pinuh ku elmu ngeunaan kamulian pangeran sapertos laut pinuh ku cai nunu nutupan dasar lautan.
I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, what does this mean?
Rabi ka Gusti Gusti naon hartosna ieu?
As the waters cover the sea, as the waters cover the sea.
Tosai nutupan dasar laut.
Suddenly the Holy Spirit said to me, "Well, how does the water cover the sea?"
Ada kalau suci ngadawuh ka abdi, kumaha carana cai nutupan dasar laut?
I thought for a moment, I said, "Hey, now I know."
Abdi ngimut sakedap teras nyarios. "Hey, ayeuna abdi terang."
I said, "The water covers the sea so thoroughly that there is not one dry spot on the bottom."
Aura abdi, teh nutupan dasar laut rata dugi ka hentekat tinggal hiji titik atana pi dasar nu garing.
And God picks up that picture.
Gusti nyandak gambaran eta.
And he says the knowledge of my glory shall cover the earth as the waters covers the sea.
Dawuhna ilmu kana kamulyan baris nutupan bumi saperti cai nutupan dasar laut.
You know what that means?
Kadarek terang naon hartosna.
No country is going to remain dry.
Moal aya nagri nu baris garing.
no city, no society, no family, no individual will be ignorant of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
Aya kota, keluarga pribadi, no moaldi, antep kentina ilmu sareng kamulyaan Gusti.
And where you are and where you listen to me now.
Di mana baik sadek ayah sareng di mana baik sadek ngadang.
Whether it's in Siberia in Russia or whether it's in Bulgaria or whether it's in Chile or wherever.
Duka di Siberia, di Rusia, tanapi di Bulgaria, di Chile, tanapi di mana.
Your area will not remain dry.
Sadek mual kagaringa.
Here is a mighty promise.
Ida janji nu pinuh kawasa.
All comprehensive.
Alingkupan sadayana.
All including.
Sadayana kalebet.
The glory of the Lord.
Kamuliaan Gusti.
Shall be revealed.
Paris dinyatakan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've seen when I was a missionary in Africa.
Abdi parantos nyaksian waktu abdi janten misionaris di Afrika.
One night I had a dream.
Iji bengi abdi ngimpen.
And I saw the continent of Africa getting washed in the redeeming blood of Jesus.
Meningali benua Afrika diwasuk getih nu ngabebaskan Yesus.
And I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit cry, Africa shall be saved.
Terengadengu swanten roh suci Afrika baris diselamatkan.
Oh, I tell you, that was propulsion for me.
Saudara kita jantan pendorong kangge abdi.
Having seen a whole continent washed in the blood of Jesus, I knew what God had in mind.
Ingali sakulia benua diwasu dina getih Yesus, abdi terang naon nu diemutkeun ku Gusti.
As I'm now crisscrossing Africa from country to country.
Sementara abdi matesan Afrika di negara.
Every time I set foot in a new country, I say I already saw it washed in the blood of Jesus.
Jika abdi nincakkan sampian di negara nu enggal, saur abdi, abdi parantos ningali negeri ia diwasuku getih Yesus.
I want to encourage everyone.
Abdi hayang ngadorong setiap jalmi.
Libya shall be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Libya baris diwasuh.
Morocco and Egypt and all these great countries shall be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Maroko sareng Mesir oke sareng negara-negara ageng ieu baris diwasuh ku getih Yesus Kristus.
South and east and west and north.
Kidul sareng wetan, kulon sareng kaler.
The glory of the Lord will appear.
Kamuliaan Gusti baris katingal.
As we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oto sareng ngadugikeun Injil Yesus Kristus.
This is the Great Commission.
Kita amanat agung.
All comprehensive.
Alimpudan sadayana.
The magnitude of it.
Kaluhunganana.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
Well, let me tell you one thing.
Abdi bade masian terang hiji
hal. I once heard a little a story.
Abdi kantos ngadengu hiji carita.
Of a farmer.
Ngenaan seorang patani.
Who had a very special pet on his farm.
Nungakaduhan satu istimewa di pertanian ana.
A vulture.
Eji manuk nasar.
And that vulture was tied with a chain to a tree.
Manuk teh ditalian kurante dina tangkal.
A vulture is a restless bird.
Manuk nasar teh manuk nu teu tiasa tenang.
So the vulture was running around the tree all the time.
Masuk lompatan bae dina tangkal.
And it had created its own path, its own street.
Manuk teh parantos nyiptakeun tapak nanyalira sareng jalanna.
Year after year it was running around its own tree.
Taun ka taun manuk teh lompatan dina tangkal.
One day the farmer said, I feel pity for this bird. I will release it.
Jadi dan patani teh nyarios. Abdi karunya pisan ka manuk ieu teh abdi baris ngalepaskeunana.
He cut the chain off the foot and he chased it away and the vulture flew.
Anjeunna megatkan rantai eta nu nalian sukuna teras manuk eta diusir manuk nasar teh ngapung.
Next morning when he looked out of the window he was so surprised.
Anjeunna watas patani ieu ningali kaluar tina jendela anjeunna heran pisan.
The vulture was back.
Manuk teh uih deui.
Running round his tree.
Lompatan di sabudaran tangkal na.
No chain.
Daya rantai.
No chain.
Daya rantai.
The chain from its foot was cut.
Rantai di nasukuna parantos diputkatkan.
But the chain was still in the brain.
Nanging rantai eta masih keneh aya dina pikiran.
And that's why it had to come back.
Eta margina kunaan eta manuk kedah
kuye. Running around that old tree.
Lompatan di sabudaran tangkal.
And sometimes I feel that so many Christians are just running around the tree of unbelief.
Kadangkala seorang Kristen numung lompatan di sabudaran tangkal hentuk kepercayaan.
It's like a needle that's stuck on a record.
Iri barat di jarum nu nancep kana piringan hideung.
It's going on and on and on and on.
Darup teh baris balik deui, balik deui.
Jesus is here to break the chain in the brain.
Yesus kadang megatkeun rantai dina imutan.
And to release us from our smallness.
Harang lepaskeun urang dina kekerdilan urang.
And release us into the wide, wide world of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Harang ngabebaskeun urang lebet kana dunya Injil Yesus Kristus nu lega pisan.
This is the full measure.
Eta ukuran sapinuhna.
Go into all the world.
Angkat ka sakuliah.
Preach the gospel to every creature.
Warkeun Injil ka sadaya
makhluk. And God means what he says and he says what he means.
Mesti leres kana pangadika sareng ngadawuhkeun naon nu di.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
So don't forget.
Janten ulah
bilang. Lean against the promise.
Tarande kana janji.
And keep on pushing.
Teras ngadorong.
It will expand.
Kita berisi legakan.
And expand.
Kalang dilegakan.
And expand.
Dilegakan diri.
And minimum will turn into maximum.
Minimum baris ngat jadi maksimum.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amin.
Now, we have seen something about the full measure. Now I want to tell you something about God's full might.
Ayeuna urang parantos ningali ngeunaan ukuran sapinuhna, ayeuna abdi hoyong nyarioskeun ngeunaan kakiatan
sapinuhna. And I also want to peg that on a scripture.
Abdi hoyong nancepkeun kana hiji ayat.
Because this is extremely important.
Margi eta penting pisan.
James chapter 1 verse 17.
Yakobus pasal 1 ayat 17.
We read in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
Yakobus 1 ayat 17, mananu hade rejang sampurna asal natang tuti sawarga, di Allah sumbering segala sifat terang, mantena ku anjena mustahil berubah atawa owah gingsir.
This is a mighty verse in scripture.
Yeteh ayat nu pinuh.
It's full of deep theology.
Pinuh ku teologi nu lebet.
It's powerful.
Ye kawasa pisan.
Every good gift and every perfect gift.
Setiap pamisi anu sae sareng setiap anugerah nu sampurna.
Speaks about the Father of lights.
Nyarios ngeunaan rahmat caang.
With whom there is no variation.
Di mana di anjeunna henteu aya parobihan.
Or shadow of turning.
Atanapi bayangan tukeran.
No variation.
Henteu aya parobihan.
Or shadow of turning.
Atanapi bayangan tukeran.
And one morning when I read it, this last little phrase, no shadow of turning got stuck in my heart.
Jadi dinten waktu abdi ngaos bagian ayat alit ieu henteu aya kalangkang patukeran. Ngagetkeun abdi.
And I thought to myself, what does it actually mean? Of course there is no shadow of turning. Why does it need to be said here?
Rasa pingimut, naon hartosna salesna, pasti bae henteu aya lakalang patukeran. Kurang kedah disebatkeun ditu.
And I was pondering and wondering.
Tapi nimbang-nimbang, sareng tataros.
All of a sudden I knew it.
Ada kaki terang.
You see, the expression no shadow of turning was a very common expression in the time when James lived.
Arek ningali ekspresi entaya kalangkang patukeran teu aya ekspresi nu umum pisan dina jaman Yakobus hirup.
In those days they didn't have watches as we have them now.
Di jaman eta aranjeunna henteu kagungan jam sapertos ayeuna.
They mostly relied on sundials.
Dina umumna gumantung kana kalangkang panonpoe.
Now let me explain to you briefly how a primitive sundial operates.
Ayeuna abdi ngajelaskeun sacara ringkas kumaha pitunjuk waktos primitif nudu masar kana bayangan panonpoe.
It's just a circle on the ground.
Eta mung bulat dan dina tanah.
And a stick in the middle, if you wish.
Sareng aya sapotong kai.
And when the sun rises in the morning,
waktos panonpoe tos meletek,
and just, you know, walks across the sky,
sareng mapah ngaliwatan langit,
that stick throws a shadow across that circle,
kai eta kaluar kalangkang dilebet bulat dan eta,
which keeps on moving as the sun moves.
Seteras gerak sareng gerak na panonpoe.
That is the turning shadow.
Yeteh kalangkang tukeran.
But.
Nanging.
Please note.
Nyuhunkeun diperhatoskeun.
For one brief moment during the day, the shadow completely disappears out of the circle.
Angga waktos nu singkat sapanjang dinten eta kalangkang teh ngalengit tina buletan.
That is the moment when the sun is in noon position.
Eta teh di mana panonpoe pas aya dina posisi puncak tengah dinten.
It is just smack above that stick in the circle.
Potos harita kalanggang teh ninggang dina kai nu di buletan.
And when the people saw the shadow disappeared from the circle, they say it's noon time.
Waktu jalmi ningali kalengkang eta ngalengit tina bulat dan aranjeunna nyeros eta teh tengah dinten.
It's noon time.
Kita tengah dinten.
This picture the Holy Spirit picks up.
Gambaran ieu nu dicandak ku Roh Suci.
Speaking about another source of light.
Nyarios ngeunaan sumber caang nu sanes.
The Father of all lights.
Rama sagala caang.
Our heavenly Father.
Rama surgawi urang.
And he says,
anjeunna ngadawuh,
in him
anjeunna
is no shadow of turning.
Teu aya kalangkang patukeran.
I've got good news for you.
Abdi kada wartos saya kanggo saderek.
Our God doesn't rise in the morning to set at night.
Gusti urang henteu gugah dina injing-injing kanggo surup tengah wengi.
He has no phases like the moon.
Anjeunna teu gaduh fase sapertos bulan.
Sometimes showing his dark side.
Nu kadangkala nunjukkeun sisi poekna.
No, 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 no.
Teu kitu.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
He is forever in noon position.
Salamina anjeunna aya dina kadudukan siang.
He is forever on the peak of his power.
Salamina anjeunna aya di ditu ku kakiatan.
He is forever there at full strength.
Dina puncak kawasana.
Glory to God.
Mulyan kang Gusti.
That's why we can be confident.
Eta margina urang tiasa yakin.
Very confident.
Yakin pisan.
We don't happen just to sit in the shadow now.
Anes kawarasan mung calik dina kalangkang ayeuna.
You and I, wherever you are, we happen to sit in the full blast of the light from heaven.
Saderek sareng abdi di mana bae saderek ayeuna urang calik dina caang pisan. Caang ti sawarga.
Jesus is at the peak of his power.
Yesus aya di puncak kawasana.
At the peak of his mercy.
Di puncak kamurahana.
He's at the peak of his compassion.
Welas asihna.
Jesus breaks all bondage.
Yesus motongkeun.
And when I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Atas abdi ngadugikeun Injil Yesus Kristus.
When I preach the word from the cross.
Ngadugikeun pangandika tina salib.
I am absolutely sure that God in heaven backs it up.
Abdi yakin pisan Gusti disawarga nanggoy.
The throne of all thrones backs up the gospel.
Tahta di luhur segala tahta nanggoy Injil.
He is at the peak of his power.
Anjeunna aya di puncak kawasana.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, glory to God.
Hareu kamulyaan kanggo Gusti.
We have no moody God.
Urang teu gagaduhan Gusti nu owah kingsir.
Who loves one generation more than the other.
Anumikanya hiji generasi ti generasi.
Oh, he doesn't love somebody because the nose is not quite straight in the face.
Anjana langgeng hantarua bisa lamina sami.
He is immutable, unchangeable, forever the same.
Tanapi anjana hantemikanya salah seorang kumarki pangambungna demes.
Always full of compassion.
Salamina pinungku welas asih.
Jesus saves.
Yesus nyalametkeun.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know one thing when we preach the gospel.
Abi terang hiji hal waktos urang ngadugikeun
Injil. The Holy Spirit is the hand in the glove of the preached gospel.
Roh Suci teh panangan di satukangen sarung tangan ti Injil nu parantos didugikeun.
I know it because I see it all the time.
Abi terang hal ieu kumargi abi osok ngadugikeun.
I may just look like a glove.
Adi mung tiasa ningali sapertos sarung tangan.
Hanging down.
Lapes leles.
I'll wait until I preach the gospel.
Hanging antos anduki ka api ngadugikeun Injil.
All of a sudden, the hand of the Holy Spirit gets into that glove.
Haradak panangan Roh Suci lebet kana sarung tangan eta.
And he breaks every chain.
Anjeunna megatkeun satiap
rantai. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kamulian
kamu Jesus
kusti.
Is the same today.
Yesus tetap sami dinten
iki. As he was yesterday. As he will be tomorrow.
Itu di salah.
We have the original Jesus.
Barang kaduan Yesus nu asli.
The original power.
Kawasan nu asli.
He is where he was.
Anjeunna aya di tempat
asal. Forever the same.
Teras sami.
Say amen.
Katakan amin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I challenge you wherever you are.
Abdi nantang sadek di mana bae sadek ayana.
Don't let the devil preach to you.
Ulah ngan tapi bes ngadugikeun.
That you are nothing and that you are weak and that you are not educated and that you have no money.
Dan sadek kentu aya hartosna leuleus teu berpendidikan oge miskin.
God is on your side.
Gusti aya di pihak.
God is on your side.
Gusti aya di pihak.
I'm always worried when people talk about circumstances.
Abi asok salempang watos jalmi nyeroskeun kaayaan.
Some people say yes, yes. I also got a call from God to preach the gospel, but my circumstances don't allow it.
Sabaraha jalmi sasauran, mohon abdi oge kenging panyaur ti Gusti kanggo ngadukeun Injil nanging kaayaan.
I don't worry about your circumstances because my circumstance is God.
Abdi henteu salempang ngeunaan kaayaan sadar kumari kaayaan abdi Gusti.
My circumstance is God. Your circumstance is God. Ignore the other circumstances.
Kaayaan abdi teh Gusti, kaayaan abdi teh Gusti, antepkeun kaayaan nu sanes mah.
Amen.
Amen.
There is a proverb which says that we must hit the iron while it is hot.
Aya paribasa nu nyaoskeun yen urang kedah nakal besi waktos besi eta masih panas.
Well, I would recommend to hit the iron until it is hot.
Hari beres ngarim komandasikan supaya tindakan orang tepat waktos.
Keep on hitting, keep on hitting, keep on preaching the gospel.
Rasta kol,
and it's going to be so hot you will be able to do anything with it.
Injil beres canten panas dugi kasarek
tiada ngalukan. Don't wait for opportunities, create opportunities.
Ulang antosan kesempatan, damel kesempatan.
Many people have got wishes.
Terjamin nunggu kaduan.
Oh, harapan. They always wish they would be the best preacher in town.
Oh, aranjana osok ngaharapkan aranjana.
They wish for this, they wish for that.
Aranjana ngaharapkan itu sareng il.
Well, Israel died wishing in the wilderness.
Israel ngaharapkan pisan di padang gurun.
But Joshua didn't wish. Joshua had purposes.
Nenging Yosua mah henteu ngaharapkan. Yosua ngagaduhan tujuan.
His purposes he turned into cities and houses and land.
Tujuanannya eta ngarebih kota bumi sareng tanah.
Glory to God.
Kamuliaan
Glory to God.
Kamuliaan
Well, kan here we are.
Tumuhun urang dugi ka
ieu. We've got the full measure of the great commission of Jesus Christ.
Urang ngakeluhan ukuran sapinuhna ti amanat agung Yesus Kristus.
Embrace it.
Tangkep eta.
Accept it.
Tampi eta.
And that is the first step towards expansion.
Eta langkah ngawitan kana ekspansi.
Spiritual inner expansion.
Ekspansi rohani di lebet.
As you expand in your spirit, your vision will expand.
Amantawe sadarek ngalegakeun roh sadarek visi sadarek baris nga expand.
And the results will expand.
Asina pasti nyebar pisan.
Glory to God.
Kamulyan kanggo Gusti.
Well, although God is so great,
mohon Gusti teh mulya
so wonderful,
pisan. Luar biasa pisan.
So mighty.
Kawasa pisan.
And God is with us, of course.
Sarang pasti baik Gusti nyarengan urang.
We also have to make a full effort.
Urang kadang ngadamel ku sakiat tanaga.
A full effort.
Apinuh kakiatan.
To fulfill that great commission.
Kanggo nadunan amanat agung eta.
What I like about Mark 16 verse 20 is.
Anu ka abdi dipikaresep ngeunaan Markus 16 ayat 20.
That it says there.
Disaurkeun di dinya.
And they, that is the disciples.
Aranjena oge.
And they went out.
Arangkat.
And preached everywhere.
Warkan Injil kasuka.
And the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
Gusti baris ngiring ngadamel sareng neguhkeun pangadeka eta ku tanda-tanda nu nyarengan.
They went out.
Aranjeuna angkat.
I like the word out.
Abdi resep ku kecap angkat.
We need to go out.
Urang kada angkat.
It's a centrifugal movement.
Kita gerakan sentrifuga.
We must go out.
Urang kada angkat.
It is indeed the greatest catastrophe when Christians just talk to Christians.
Pasti ya ngarupikeun malapetaka nu ageung waktos urang Kristen mung nyarios ka sasama urang Kristen.
If you seek the saved, you produce conferences. If you seek the lost, you produce crusades.
Umpami sadek milarian jalmi nu parantos salamat sadek ngayakeun konferensi, umpami sadek milarian nu ilang sadek ngayakeun kebaktian kapungan rohani.
And some preachers only preach the gospel in within the four walls of their church.
Sareng sababaraha tukang khutbah mong ngadubikeun Injil di lebet sisi gereja aranjeuna.
Behind the big pulpit.
Di sapengkeur mimbar nu ageung. Abdi resep sepurga.
And he said,
"Saurna,
the castle of the cowards is the pulpit."
Kastil nu epes meer teh mimbar.
I thank God for my little pulpit. Here. It's my.
It's the
parking place for my Bible.
Ya tempat nyimpen Alkitab abdi.
But I surely don't want to be hide behind it.
Nanging tangtos bayi abdi alim nyumpen.
You see, if you want to catch fish.
Sadek ningali umpami sadek bade newak laut.
Don't throw the net into the bathtub.
Dengarung kupak.
Because if you do that, you may just fish a piece of soap.
Kami ngarungkup eta pangitan kenging.
And that's it.
Bong eta.
But if you want to fish.
Nanging bami sadek hoyong newak laut.
If you want to be a successful fisher.
Bami sadek hoyong janten pamaya.
Well then in the name of Jesus, take your gospel net and cast it into the sea.
Kata di depan nama Yesus bantun ketrik ini sadek alungkan ke
laut. Cast it into the river.
Alungkan kawalungan.
That's where the fish is.
Didinya ayah
nalau. We need to go to the highways and to the byways.
Orang pergi angkat ke jalan-jalan ageng sareng jalan-jalan
mu di langkungan. Let's preach the gospel on the streets.
Ayo orang ngadungkan Injil.
Let's go to the sinners where they are.
Ayo orang angkat ke jalan-jalan mu ka dosa
di mana bae ayah. Because Jesus is wherever you go.
Kumari Yesus nyalametkeun ka mana bae sarek angkat.
We don't need a pious atmosphere for Jesus to save.
Orang yang terperyogi keayaan saleh supada si Yesus nyalametkeun.
Jesus is here.
Yesus di
dieu. And Jesus is there.
Oke, Yesus di ditu.
Let's go out.
Ayo angkat.
It costs something.
Eta meriogin harga
nu kedah dibayar. We've got to do something.
Orang kedah ngalakukeun
hiji hal.
Orang kedah ngalakukeun hiji hal.
We've got to trouble ourselves.
Orang kedah mengarepotkeun dirinya lira.
In Jesus' name.
Di lebet nami Yesus.
I don't like these armchair Christians.
Abdi henteu resep orang Kristen ieu.
Just rocking away.
Ngomong ngalejokeun.
Rocking away.
Ngalejokeun.
Dishing out good advice.
Ngabagikeun nasihat nu sae.
Dishing out good advice.
Ngabagikeun nasihat nu sae.
In Jesus' name.
Di lebet nami Yesus.
Go out.
Angkat.
Be a witness.
Janten saksi.
Preach the gospel.
Dugikeun Injil.
In season, out of season.
sepanjang waktu.
No matter what the circumstances.
Entah jantan soal kumaha keadaan.
And Jesus will be with you.
Yesusnya rengan sadar.
Because he said, I will be with you.
Orang kami rek marengan mana? Salamin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God in the highest.
Kang Gustino aku.
Amen.
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 Well, I can tell you from my own life and my own experience.
Abi biasa ngadongengkeun lalakon sareng pengalaman abi nyalira.
I've seen how the Lord just, what shall I say, threw me into the water and I had to learn to swim.
Abdi perantos ningali kumaha maledokeun abdi ka walungan sareng abdi kedah diajar.
I was almost frightened to death.
Abi sian pisan.
But then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, go.
Naing roh suci nyarios, angkat.
I am with you.
Kami marengan.
And I grabbed it.
Abdi salempang.
And I went. And I began to preach.
Rengawitan kutu.
And all of a sudden I saw manifestations of the power of the glory of God.
Radak abi ningali manifestasi kawasa kamuliaan Allah.
All of a sudden I saw people jumping up in my meetings, screaming on the top of their voices, I've just been healed.
Radak aya jalmi nu loncat dina kabaktian ngajadi tarik pisan, abi nembe pisan didamangkeun.
And I was so amazed. I thought, how can it be that these people got healed, yet I didn't even preach on healing?
Abdi kagum pisan kumaha eta tiasa kajantan waktos jalmi ieu didamangkeun padahal abdi henteu ngadukikeun
dina. And how come these people are interrupting my preaching?
Kunaon jalmi ieu ngeureunkeun khotbah abdi?
You know, in the meantime, I've learned that oftentimes Jesus can't wait until we have finished our boring sermons.
Tarik terang abdi parantos diajar yen Yesus tetiasa ngantosan kebaktian anu ngapusankeun.
He's itching to work.
Anjeunan teu sabar hoyong ngadamel.
He says my Father works and I work also.
Anjeun nyaut ama kami ngadamel sareng abdi oge ngadamel.
And I say Jesus works and I will work while it is day as well.
Saora abdi Yesus ngadamel abdi oge hoyong ngadamel samentara siang keneh.
Jesus is doing the works of the Father, we do the works of Jesus.
Yesus ngalakukeun padamelan ramana urang ge ngalakukeun padamelan Yesus.
And that is to bring salvation and deliverance to a humanity in chains.
Nyata nyanda kasalametan sareng ngabebaskeun ka umat manusia anu ka panjara.
Jesus came to set people free.
Yesus sumping kanggo ngabebaskeun jalmi.
He didn't just come to improve conditions in the prison of sin.
Anjeunan teu sumping ngan kanggo ningkatkeun kaayaan dina panjara dosa.
To bring better mattresses.
Nyanda kasur anu langkung sae.
And to give the walls a new painting.
Sareng masian gambaran anyar ka dunya.
And put television inside.
Nyimpen TV di lebet.
The gospel we preach is not the gospel of reformation.
Injil anu urang embarkeun sanes Injil reformasi.
It's not the gospel of renovation.
Eta sanes Injil renovasi.
It's the gospel of liberation.
Eta Injil pembebasan.
It's the gospel of regeneration.
Eta Injil regenerasi.
Sinners must come out in Jesus' name.
Jalmi-jalmi dosa kedah keluar di lebakan
Yesus. Jesus says, I've come to set the captives free.
Kumargi Yesus nyaros kami datang kanggo ngabebaskeun tawanan.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Gusti nu maha kawasa anu urang
ngalayanan. And I challenge you in Jesus' name. Don't hide behind your own little fears.
Sekinging nyumput di sapenggeran kasianu alit.
Don't hide behind people who tell you not to obey the Lord.
Ogen teking nyumput di sapenggeran jalminu nyairos teking taat ka Gusti.
I don't want to comfort anybody in a situation of unbelief.
Abi alim ngahibur sabaya nu dina kaayaan henteu percanten.
In the name of Jesus.
Di lebet nami Yesus.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Dangukeun dawuhan Gusti.
Go out and preach everywhere.
Angkat sareng uarkeun ka mana bae.
The Lord will be with you.
Gusti nyarengan sadere.
And he will confirm his word through signs following.
Anjeunna bari ngaguhkeun dawuhanna ku tanda
tanda. Your very village will be saved.
Desa sadek pasti diselametkeun.
Your city will be saved.
Kota sadek diselametkeun.
Your family will be saved.
Kulawarga sadek diselametkeun.
This is what the gospel says.
Ieu nu disaurkeun ku Injil.
You see, an un- an unpreached gospel is no gospel at all.
Tarek ningali Injil nu henteu didugikeun yen sanes Injil.
You see, an unpreached gospel helps nobody.
Injil nu didugikeun henteu nulungan sasaha.
The gospel needs to be communicated.
Injil prayoge didugikeun.
It needs to be communicated.
Injil prayoge diuar.
Must be preached.
Kedah dikutbahkeun.
And the Holy Spirit picks it up.
Sareng Roh Suci nyandak.
And he transfers that what Jesus did on the cross into the hearts of the people.
Sareng ngalihkeun naon nu dilakukeun dina salib Yesus ka manah jalmi-jalmi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God moves with the people who move.
Digerak sareng jalmi nu gerak.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Kamulian ka Gusti.
If you want to go from Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Pami sarek hoyong angkat ka Los Angeles ka San Francisco.
Whatever you do, please don't follow a parked car.
Han bayan ku saderek dilakukeun teking ing nuturkeun mobil nu diparkir.
You will never arrive.
Sarek moal dugi-dugi.
And some Christians follow parked pastors.
Sababaraha urang Kristen nuturkeun gembala nu parkir.
And never arrive either.
Moal dugikeun nu dimaksud.
God moves with people who move.
Gusti gerak sareng jalmi nu gerak.
Go out in Jesus' name.
Angkat dilebet nami Yesus.
Preach the word of God on street corners.
Keluarkan pangadikan di pojok-pojok jalan.
Preach it where sin is screaming at you.
Kajalmi nu gaduh dosa nu cemerit ka saderek.
You'll find the Holy Spirit there more than anywhere else.
Saderek baris mendakan Roh Suci di ditu ngalangkungan
nu aya. Being the hand and the glove of the preached gospel.
Aja lebet sarung tangan Injil nu didugikeun.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kang Gusti.
In closing, let me say this.
Salaku penutup izinkan abi nyarios ieu.
God's chariot is moving.
Harita Gusti nuju gerak.
Amen.
Amin.
And when God's battle chariot is rolling,
patas kereta perang Gusti ngalut,
you can only do two things.
Sadarek mau ngalakukan dua hal.
Either get out of the way.
Tukang nepi henti jalan.
Or get on.
Atau nepi naik.
And if you get on, you will never walk on foot again.
Umpami sarek naikkan, sarek mual kantos mapah doi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are invited to get on.
Urang diulam kanggo naik kana kereta.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
It's not by might nor by power but by my spirit saith the Lord.
Enes kumariki ka perkosaan sareng kakiatan nanging lantaran Roh kami.
Our confidence in Jesus.
Abi ngakaduhan kayakinan di
tetep. Forever the same.
Anjeunna tetep sami salalamina.
I've got confidence in the gospel.
Abi ngakaduhan kayakinan dina
Injil. It is the power of God.
Kita Injil kekiatan Allah.
Let's go forth in Jesus' name.
Ayo orang angkat dilebet nami Yesus.
And win our generation for Him.
Ngingken generasi orang kanggo Yesus.
God is with you.
Gusti nyarengan saderek.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amin.
Come on, let's stand and praise the Lord, shall we? Let's stand and praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ayo,
hallelujah.
Sarang,
oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.